WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New York's governor pushing ahead with congestion pricing for New York City, the plan already facing roadblocks.
Supporters of congestion pricing, which will now impose a $9 toll on all vehicles that enter Manhattan south of 60th Street, say the money is desperately needed to fund subways and buses. But there are plenty of opponents, like State Assemblyman Michael Novikov, who says the governor is merely
rushing through a new tax on New Yorkers that only serves one purpose, bringing in money for a mismanaged agency.
He called it a desperate move. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Florida's governor calling a special election to fill former Congressman Matt Gaetz's House seat. He resigned after President-elect Trump nominated him to be attorney general. He faces an uphill battle for Senate confirmation due to congressional ethics investigations into sexual misconduct. President Biden traveling to Peru for the APEC summit. He's expected to meet with China's leader on the sidelines. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $1 million in available grant funding to train and recruit more teachers. In a press release on Wednesday, Governor Evers announced the grants would cover 2 years of program costs for nonprofits to recruit, train, and license teachers under Department of Public Instruction guidelines. The grant program is meant to help address a shortage of teachers across the state as public school districts struggle with funding issues. Applications for the funding must be submitted by December 16th. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to protect themselves against respiratory viruses during the holiday season. As temperatures drop and people spend more time inside, cases of viruses like the flu and COVID-19 are beginning to rise. The DHS and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are urging residents to get their flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines to prevent themselves from getting sick and curb the spread of the viruses. Residents should speak with their healthcare providers to get vaccinated. St. Louis County Public Works and the Minnesota Department of Transportation held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday to celebrate the end of their bridge bundling project. Over the last 3 years, DOT and Public Works crews have replaced 21 bridges throughout St. Louis and Carlton counties. Officials say because they bundled the projects into a single contract, they likely saved around 10 to 15% of the potential cost of the replacements. The agencies secured over $25 million in federal, state, and local funding for the projects. The St. Louis County landfill will now be able to generate energy from garbage thanks to a new 10-acre geothermal field. On Tuesday, county officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the field in the Virginia landfill, which seeks to capture the heat of decomposing garbage and convert it to energy. According to county officials, the energy produced by the geothermal field will power a future wastewater plant, and the $33,000 put into the field will pay for itself within a year of operation by providing energy to the plant. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready to just kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Stuck under overcast and mostly cloudy skies today, we stay mild with high temperatures still tapping 50. With calmer winds, we could see some patchy fog overnight and through early tomorrow morning, and then the sunshine returns. And those high temperatures continue to hit 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into our 2-year anniversary show. We have made it 2 years, Zommers. Congratulations and thank you to you.
And congrats and thank you to you as well.
Thank you so very much. We're just thanking each other. Coming up here in about 20 after the hour, a special surprise guest for our 2-year anniversary show.
I know who it is.
Jumping out of a cake, perhaps. Stay tuned. Not going to want to miss it. A rare appearance by our guest here coming up at 20 past the hour. Right now, though, I cannot think of a better person to spend our 2-year anniversary with then my friend, our ongoing contributor, friend of the show. He is a 2-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an author, an attorney, and a Navy vet, Matthew J. Flynn. Buy it wherever you get your books. Amazon, there's 5 of them. And if you got 5 kids, put one in each stocking. Whatever you need to do, go Matthew J. Flynn, these great books. You got Hunting Bernie Weber, the one about this great, really it's a scavenger hunt, Matt, around Milwaukee, and I just of all of them, that may be my favorite.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Hunting Bernie Weber is the one, the first one, and this is one where you have a young math genius who proved something with prime numbers that nobody knew for cryptology, and the CIA's after him. And if you know anything about UWM, you know anything about River West, you know anything about Three Brothers Restaurant on the South Side, you're going to want to read this book, Hunting Bernie Weber. But I also have published China Code. I've published The Court of Last Resort. I've published Milwaukee Jihad. And I've also published Confessions of a Church Lawyer. And any one of those, they're great stocking stuffers.
Right.
Christmas, the holidays are coming. Stick them in the stocking, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
I do as well, Matt. Find out where books are sold under Matthew J. Flynn. Speaking of a court of last resort, that might take that in order to get Matt Gaetz confirmed. Breaking news overnight, Matt Gaetz, the disgraced Florida congressman who resigned yesterday as soon as Donald Trump landed on the tarmac at D.C. and nominated him to be the U.S. Attorney General. It was seemingly a right. surprise appointment, and it's not sitting well. I know, Matt, your time is short with us. You have people, as you say, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. And Kevin in Madison, you are up first. Thank you for your patience, Kevin. What have you got for Matt Flynn?
Good afternoon. I really enjoy your show. I appreciate it very much. It's been widely discussed that the Democrats have lost blue-collar working folks, and I think they have. Wealthy industrialists have been courting Republicans for years, trying to get them to approve these free trade agreements so that they could exploit workers overseas. And I believe that Bill Clinton was the first Democrat to pile on to that move. And I think he's ruined that for the Democratic Party. And I appreciate, I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, you know, I appreciate the call, but I disagree. I think Bill Clinton was one of the best presidents that we have had certainly in my lifetime. And what he did was he tried to revive the Democratic Party. I think he did. He was elected to two terms. He's a good man. However, you're hitting the nail on the head in one respect, and that is billionaires have inserted themselves in both parties. And they control the Republican Party. Elon Musk and those people control the Republican Party. But in the Democratic Party, we have to make it very, very clear to people, very, very clear to people that we stand with them, with working people. And, you know, Bernie Sanders did that. Joe Biden did that. He was a union guy his entire life.
Matt,
so I just think.
Go ahead.
But anyway, that's my take on it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Appreciate the call. To quickly follow up on that, Matt, a quick answer if we can from you on this one to kind of piggyback on that. A caller, Tom, in Sauk County off the text line asks, is Elon Musk effectively the president of the United States now with his influence and money?
I think the answer is yes for a couple of reasons. He also has launched, you know, the Starlink system that's used in the Ukraine. So he has tremendous power over them. He has been involved in conversations between Trump and Putin, for Pete's sake. Mm. He's at Trump's side all the time. Trump is sort of like a medieval king. So, he's the guy. But the truth of the matter is that if he's he has early onset dementia, in my view. Trump does not have all his marbles. He's very emotionally disturbed, and a guy who sucks up to him. And Trump always introduces him as a genius who is the wealthiest guy in the world. And Trump respects that kind of stuff. And I think there is a real danger that he will affect policy in a way that we really don't want.
855-752-4842. One of your favorite callers, Matt, from WCFW in the Chippewa Valley, Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Happy second anniversary, and
thank
it's
you.
Great to hear Matt on this day. So thank you so much, guys. I was wondering now, the appointments of these people who are incompetent and questionable behavior and character, you know, to areas of national security, homeland security, intelligence, DOJ, military. I remember saying that Russia isn't going to attack us from the outside. They're going to attack all of our institutions. And who other great guy than Donald J. Trump to do it along with all of his little hackies? It's unbelievable, Matt. Do you have any suggestions what we can do to help with this issue and respond? Thank you.
Yes, I do. And, you know, Gene, you hit a very profound point. Abraham Lincoln said that the only way we can be defeated is from within. Abraham Lincoln said that. And that is exactly what's going on. Russia can't defeat us. China can't defeat us. Iran can't defeat us. But we can defeat ourselves. And Donald Trump is fanning the flames of internal division. And we have to stand tall as Americans, put our arms around each other in all parties, and stand up for America against Donald Trump.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Matt, you have to run, or you got time for a couple more?
I have time for a couple more. I'm in a car on the speakerphone, which ain't great sound. I know it's not great sound.
Actually, it doesn't sound too bad over there. It doesn't sound too bad. Keep them between the lines, Matt. We don't want any casualties here on the show.
I can stay on
All right. As
long as you don't mind hearing horns honking.
You're a man of the people, Matt Flynn.
I'm a good driver, damn it.
You are. Quickly, let's go to Cedarburg. Mike in Cedarburg, if you can keep it brief, please. Mike, go right ahead.
It's an honor to talk to Matt Flynn. I'm 75-year-old conservative Democrat, and I listen to Matt on WAUK, and he's the voice of reason. And one of the things that I noticed with WAUK, because I like to listen to all sides and picks, was there's a lot of crazies on that station. And They're gonna double down. Now listen to me. They're gonna double down on even further left agendas. And Matt Flynn made a statement several weeks ago on your show where he explained that the country needs two parties, left center and right center. And the Democrats better decide to get on board and use some common sense. And I thought that what they did to Joe Biden, I felt bad for him because they shoved him out the door. And I'm, you know, and I understand he has some cognitive issues, but I think the far left has taken over the party, and it's not good. Right. That's my opinion.
I appreciate the call, Mike. Matt, before you answer, I just want to quickly, you know, my other colleagues at Civic Media, I'm proud to work with all of them. And look, one of the great things about Civic Media is there are different voices. And I think that's great to have different voices on this channel. But Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. And thanks very much, Ted. And thank you, Mike, for your call. It is essential that we have two parties, center right and center left, both loyal to the United States and both loyal to our military. I enjoyed being a host. I really enjoy being on Todd's show because Todd is a voice of reason. I've made it clear to Civic Media, if they want me to come back as a host, I'm happy to do it. So let them know that. But that said, I'm delighted to be on Todd Albaugh's show because he is a voice of reason, and you're absolutely right. We need two parties.
Wisco Paul listening in on as he always does. Wisco, what have you got for Matt Flynn?
Hey, Matt, long time. I really miss your show, by the way. I hope they bring you back. But, hey, out of the three nominees you guys were talking about, not all of them are going to be rejected because it's just not going to happen. So out of the three, I'm thinking maybe that the lady, I can't think of her name offhand, she probably will get nominated or get okayed. And the other two, they just can't have them two. That defense secretary and Gates, I mean, they just can't do that. And if you talk about crazy, that's crazy in a Republican Party. But anyway, thanks. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It's great to hear your voice again. And I'll say we've got to get rid of Matt Gaetz. You cannot, absolutely not confirm a guy who is suspected of trafficking an underage girl for sex and dealing with illegal drugs. You can't do that. So right. He's number one. The other guy that I would like to see thrown out is this defense secretary. Who the hell is he? He's a Fox host who was in the military. Well, I was in the military. A lot of guys are in the military. 3 million of them. You look to a guy, you go, hey, would you want to be defense secretary? You know, there's 3 million employees and an $800 million budget. You want a head of a car company. You don't want some guy goes along in fatigues in the Army-Navy store. You look to the guy, you go, hey, you want to be defense secretary? I mean, what the hell is this? So that's bad news. Christy Noem shot a dog. I mean, her puppy. I mean, this is sad. Christy Noem takes a puppy to hunt, okay? Well, your puppy, he's chasing squirrels and rabbits. She whacks the hell out of him, takes him over to a ditch and shoots him. And she said he wasn't obedient or something. Yeah, he's a puppy, for God's sake. Don't shoot him. Give him back to the pound, and they'll find somebody for the guy. So you know, she has these cruel eyes. Listen, here's the thing. Somebody in the Republican Party has got to stand up on his hind legs and say we no longer stand for sadism, treason, and fraud. Somebody besides Liz Cheney has to say that. And Todd Albaugh, the two of them. They're the only ones.
I think the Johnny Cash song when Christy Noem goes to Washington is "Don't take your guns to town, boys. Don't take your guns to town."
Oh, that's right. How would you like to date Christy Noem?
Right.
You go, hey, wait, what the hell?
Not my type. Thank you, Matt Flynn. I appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful day. Right. Matt Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, back with our surprise guest of the All Ball Show. 2-year anniversary of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024. The two-year anniversary show. Many thanks to Matt Flynn, our ongoing contributor and friend, for his takes on things. Always great to have a perspective from him. And making a rare appearance on the air is his annual appearance here on the show, our founder and CEO, owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil. Thanks, Sage, for coming on our two-year show.
Glad to be here. How you doing, Todd?
I am fantastic. It's always great when you were on last year, and I cannot believe here we are a year later.
Has it been a year? I think I've been on...
Well, under different circumstances, but happy. Okay. These are happier circumstances, you understand?
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's good to be here.
Well, first of all, it's great to have you here. We had a listener early on the show today that said... Based on the election results, and there's a lot of takes out there. I know you're still going through your analysis of everything, but one of the things I think is emerging is that digital alternative media, good news sources, or a lack thereof, played a part in the results of this election. So someone asked, is there a chance, have you had inquiries of spreading civic media beyond Wisconsin, and could this be replicated in other states?
That's a multi-part question. So I guess the short answer is yes. Have had lots of conversations about replicating the civic media model in other places over the past year and a half. I haven't in the last week. I gave everyone a break over the weekend, and I haven't had that many conversations yet this week. But that is certainly always on my mind. But it's not the first thing. I think the first thing is making sure that we are firing on all cylinders and being as successful as possible here in Wisconsin. And so that remains my primary focus.
And again, I mean, what's your take? I mean, you came from the digital IT world before you got into media. What's your take as just an observer of politics now, but also media? What's your take on, was there a real role to play, whether it was Barstool Sports or Joe Rogan, on these digital platforms? Do you, in your opinion, did it really make a real difference in the outcome of this election?
Yes.
Yes. That's the short answer.
I think my hot take for the election is it's the media. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting if you look at the performance of the Harris campaign in all the swing states. Nationwide, there was a shift to the right. But in the swing states where the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign were competing, there was still a shift to the right, but it was not as far. So when the campaigns were actually competing head to head, the Harris campaign did better. And from what I've read, like that's really because Trump really didn't have a ground game. Mm-hmm. There was the people that I've talked to who are on the ground in Pennsylvania, in rural areas, like they literally didn't see a canvasser ever.
Wow.
That was on the Trump campaign. But I think the big takeaway for me from all this is that, in the old world, campaigns would, spend $1 billion on TV ads, mm-hmm. and a little bit of radio ads around the edges, right? That no longer is enough. In every state in the country, Harris outspent Trump. And in every state of the country, there was still a shift to the right. Mm-hmm. And that's been sort of a structural problem for Democrats for more than a decade, where it's they've been diminishing returns on paid political advertising. And I think this is sort of, I don't know if it's the first time, but it's the first time in recent memory where it's like, it just hasn't been enough despite a significant advantage on the fundraising side. So I think probably like most of our listeners, hopefully that translates into maybe we won't see so many political ads and we won't be like inundated with like barrage here in Wisconsin. Living in a swing state is the worst, right? You have like outside political voting power, but there is a steep price to pay for that.
Yeah. And the fact that Wisconsin is the closest state of everybody probably means that we will be ground zero once again in 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Wisconsin was an outlier, right? And I'm sure you've talked about this already, but nationally, there were fewer votes cast for Trump this year than in 2020, and even fewer votes cast for Harris than for Biden in 2020. That is not the case in Wisconsin. Turnout was up. Mm-hmm. The number one vote getter of vote all time in a presidential race was Trump. The second was Harris. The third was Biden in 2020. Yeah. And after that, I think it's Obama and whatever, 08 or something. I forget. But
yeah.
So something different happened in Wisconsin. People were more engaged. They turned out in a way that they didn't in other parts of the country. And so I think that's... I'd like to say that civic media had something to do with it, but certainly we can't claim all the credit. I think Ben Wickler was an amazing organizer here in Wisconsin. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
And Trevi Olson, who comes on our show, has been part of presidential campaigns, has a great deal of respect for Ben Wickler and what he's done here. And that means a lot more to me than my opinion, because Trevi's done national politics, and I haven't.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, talking to Sage Weil, CEO and owner of Civic Media, looking ahead, Sage, to 2025, I've said this before on the air, said it last year when we were in this position for our one-year anniversary. The reason I came here and am so grateful for it, and thank you again for this opportunity, is because you said my main North Star directive was to tell the truth and do it with integrity. And one of the great things I love about it is you have me, a former Republican, you have Mark Becker, a former Republican, you have Scott Klug, still a Republican, a former Republican congressman, and then you also have people on our network that are more left of center. And I think to me, it's the difference of and unique voices that bring people in rather than just saying, oh, we're going to recreate Air America and be a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, there are many things that Air America did wrong, but certainly that's not the model we want to.
That's a very broad brush, I get.
But yes, absolutely. I think... I never want to be a shill for any political party, because I think that there are two fundamental problems that we need to fix in this country. One is that we have a two-party duopoly, and in every election you have two choices, and every issue somehow has to get coded into one of those two boxes. Mm. That's a recipe for just poor choices and poor outcomes. And it also is a recipe for polarization and, you know, us versus them and all those things that if you just code people into two camps, that's no good. And the second one is the economic reality, where we are living in an age where we have the highest level of wealth and income disparity in the history of the world. And people are understandably frustrated with the cost of living, and it's not surprising that they said something different.
Tom, listening to WAUK, says Civic Media made a huge positive difference in this past spring Supreme Court race. Sage Weil, thanks for this opportunity. Happy anniversary to you, our 2 year show. Thanks for coming on.
Congratulations. Thank you.
My pleasure. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
for WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has released the 2023 annual report for the state's crime labs. According to the report, Wisconsin has seen an increase in cases involving fentanyl, and the crime labs have struggled to produce fast turnaround times on evidence. Along with the report, Attorney General Call said the upcoming state budget must include more funding for crime labs in order to increase staffing and decrease the time it takes to process evidence. The report also noted a new Southeast Region crime lab is on track to open in 2026. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to practice proper safety. The gun deer season will run from November 23rd to December 1st, and hunters should remember to follow all regulations and the Tab K rules for firearm safety. The Tab K rules remind hunters to treat every firearm as if it's loaded, always point the muzzle in a safe direction, be certain of your target and what's in front of and behind it, and always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. The city of Duluth is looking for a new city administrator as current administrator David Montgomery prepares to retire again. Montgomery has served in the position on an interim basis during Mayor Roger Reinhart's tenure. He had previously served in the position for 9 years under former mayors Don Ness and Emily Larson. City officials say the search for a new long-term city administrator will begin at the start of the new year. In a statement, Mayor Reinhart also thanked Montgomery for being willing to help out in the position temporarily. A Duluth man has been sentenced to prison for his involvement in a stabbing and assault incident in 2023. According to court documents, 24-year-old Tristan St. Clair was sentenced to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges of attempted second-degree murder. The incident occurred in January of 2023 when Tristan and Dustin St. Clair entered a West Arrowhead Road home without permission and assaulted three people, stabbing two of them. When they attempted to flee, their car got stuck in a deep snowbank in the driveway. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Stuck under overcast and mostly cloudy skies today, we stay mild with high temperatures still tapping 50. With calmer winds, we could see some patchy fog overnight and through early tomorrow morning, and then the sunshine returns. And those high temperatures continue to hit 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow still on vacation, but we got Luke Mathers sitting in, and I have a feeling there might be a couple tangents. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great Kenny Chesney song. Zomers and I say it frequently. We got to bring back Mimosa Fridays. I've gotten out of the habit of that. Kenny Chesney likes to say when they're on tour, they have Mimosa Sundays on the tour bus. And then they just are telling each other what they're grateful for. And at the end, they say, who lives like we do? We do. And they cheers. A little Mimosa. We'll bring back Mimosa. Maybe that in 2025, we're bringing back Mimosa Friday.
Is that our New Year's resolution? Our early resolution? Yes.
That's our new benchmark. We've been asked to do more bench. There. I've decided. There. See?
Mimosa Fridays. Do it every day.
Yes. A daily benchmark from weekly to a daily. Many thanks to Sage Weil, our CEO and owner, for he does not come on the air often. And he's fantastic on the air. I wish he did. I think he should come on more often.
And maybe that's something else that'll happen in 25.
Yes.
But, you know, he is a very busy guy. He's got a lot to take care of.
He's enormously busy, and we appreciate his time. And in all seriousness, thank you to him.
Yes.
Because without him, I would not be here. You would not be here. This network would not be here. It was his real vision and leadership that has gotten us to where we're at and continues to do that. So many thanks to Sage for that. 36 past the hour of 1 o'clock. L.A. Tom still hanging around? We'll check it out. L.A. Tom up there in beautiful Los Angeles, California. L.A., thanks for hanging on. What say you?
Hey, Todd. First off, congratulations on your second year.
Thank you so much.
That is incredible. Second, you have callers that call up, and even Matt Flynn said that we needed more center left or center right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to understand what policies actually go with center left or center right, because to me, we need to move in an FDR direction. Mm-hmm. We need to move in a direction where people are talking about where they would like to see 90% or 80% of the people like to see a Medicare for all system, where they'd like to see the money out of politics, where they'd like to see Social Security and Medicare strengthened. Those are FDR type policies that he did not finish up because he passed away, but we had a strong thriving middle class up until really Nixon and Reagan. So, and we did have higher tax rates on the billionaire class. In fact, we didn't have any billionaires because after $3 million of those dollars, maybe 30 or 40 million now, but they were taxed at a very, very high rate, 90%. And, you know, businesses had to reinvest in their businesses. So I'm really trying to understand, again, Civic Media, I'm trying to understand what they mean by center left and center right, because it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, Tom. And if I'll just be completely honest, I don't know that anyone has the 100% correct answer yet, because I think that, you know, Trevi said yesterday on the show that he still considers himself a conservative. And I got thinking about, actually, this is a great question for you, because I got thinking about this morning. And I thought, I'm 55 now. I can't believe that, by the way. I turned 55. Good Lord. Anyway, but if you ask a 25-year-old on the street today, what's a conservative? And you ask me what a conservative is, I bet you get two dramatically different answers. So I think you bring up a good point when folks say we'd be center left or center right or more centrist. In what era are we defining that term? And maybe the answer is not so much, as Trigvi says, a policy, but a narrative. And how we talk to people, how we talk with people. Are we talking with people? Are we listening? And what does a majority view on an issue hold? Right? I mean, are you still there, Tom? Hang on. Is still on the air, Tom?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
And the thing I don't understand is, you know, there was a reason, and I blame the Democratic Party for this as well, but there was a reason why FDR won four terms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason why it was that you know, we had the strongest middle class, you know, from FDR to the 60s, 65. So I'm just not, I just think that, yeah, I think that's true. Maybe it's the way that we communicate about it. But I'll tell you what, by starving government, by starving we the people government, we have done nothing but fill a vacuum for big billionaire corporate money to come in and take over. And I would rather, honestly, I trust people that we can actually hold accountable without the money in politics, but where we can actually hold them accountable at the ballot box, the way it's supposed to work, and get them out of there, rather than having a private owner take over things on a larger scale. And we don't really have any recourse because they're private owners. So I have a real, I don't know. I definitely want to consider, I definitely want to continue that type of conversation.
Yeah.
Because if we are supposed to understand people on the right, and if they're supposed to understand the people on the left, and if they're afraid of those labels, then I would like to know what policies actually go with this. And I think that that's why I like the selectacandidatequiz.com, which I hope that you still take.
Yes, I will. And I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Yeah.
Because it really makes sense.
Yep. No, in fact,
congratulations. I mean, honestly, I'm hoping that Trump does not do what he does. I am hoping and praying. I wasn't willing to take a chance on my rights and all of that. But a lot of people out there say, oh, he won't go that far. Oh, he won't do that. You know what? I just don't believe that. I believe he will. And I hope that I am wrong. I hope for all of you right-wing callers out there, I hope that you can prove me wrong.
Yeah.
By the actions that he actually takes. But I really don't think I am going to be proven wrong.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks so much. Thanks for your loyalty on the listener's side. Dave in New Berlin on the text line says, I think I have the right answer, Todd. You need to accept that good ideas come from both sides. You'll have a personal preference, of course, but you're not just team red or team blue. Now, I agree with you. I don't think that's pointed directly at me, but maybe. But regardless, I hope we've talked about in this program that there are good ideas that come from the Republican side, at least the traditional Republican side, and the Democratic side. I certainly believe that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to Chad Holmes, the host of the wonderful Chad Holmes Show. You can listen to him every day between 8 and 10 up there at beautiful Bull Falls Radio in beautiful Wausau. Chad, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Well, I just wanted to say happy birthday. Number two, I'm actually off this week, and I got to tell you, I was in the Chicagoland area. I drove down on Monday. I listened to Jane and you, and now I'm driving back, and I've been listening to Jane and you, and it's really, really good stuff, I got to tell you.
Well, you're too kind.
It's been a lot of fun. When the thing is, I needed to get away.
As well, I hear that.
Everybody, I tell you, by the time I left, I was about to jump off the tallest building in Wausau. I needed a little time because this is the only week, because starting next week we get our winter sports going and all that good stuff. But I tell you, I've enjoyed listening to you both Monday and today. And I got to tell you, number one, getting sage on, I don't know how you do it because I've never had that opportunity.
His office is about 20 feet from mine. That's how.
And by the way, you said if it wasn't for Sage, we wouldn't have anything. If it wasn't for Sage, I wouldn't have stocks.
Right? So yeah. You and me both.
But no, I just wanted to say that happy anniversary. I tell you as well, it's really been a joy listening the last, because, you know, sometimes I have it on at work and doing work stuff, but driving and listening to, as you said, the different voices makes me think, and I think I hope it makes everybody else think as well.
Well, Chad, you're too kind. And again, I said this before on the air. I want to make sure I say it while you're on the air with me. You up in Wausau and Phil Nee at Richland Center, you two are some of, if not the hardest two working guys at Civic Media, because you're overseeing stations in Wausau and Richland Center, respectively. You have on-air shows. You have interview shows. Then you go out in the evening and you put in another 4 or 5 hours covering high school sports. And then you get up in the morning and do it all over. And you're working your tails off. And without people like you and Phil Nee, this company would not be half of what it is. So, Chad, congratulations to you. And I hope people, if you're not in the Wausau area, you can find Chad's show on the Civic Media app on WXCO Bull Falls Radio up there in Wausau. So, Chad, thanks for being part of the team. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you too, Todd.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Quickly off the text line on WMDX, someone says good ideas don't come from fascists. I would agree with that. I wasn't talking about the current iteration of the MAGA Republican Party when I said you can find good ideas on both sides. Retiring Wisconsin State Senator from Green Bay, Rob Coles, a great environmentalist, someone who, until Devin Lemieux, the Senate Majority Leader, took him off last term, oversaw the State Audit Committee. There's a guy that has some very good and reasonable ideas over the years.
Yeah, I think
that's what I'm talking about.
Good ideas on both sides is a historical and aspirational, not as much current thing.
Yes. David New Berlin says, no, that shot was not at you, Todd. You're my hero. Well, I'm not sure about that, but thank you. Until I get to the liquor story. All right, very good. What else we got here on WMDX? Chad is a good man. So is Pat Kreitlow. 100% agree with that. We have Mary listening in Wauwatosa on WAUK. Mary, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Congratulations, Todd and Aaron. Great program in here. So, Todd, I appreciate your spirit, and I'm so glad that you came over to the proper side when you did. Aaron, you know, your promotion of the board game is really good. So, pre-election, I heard it expressed that the hope for the true Republican Party to regroup and survive was only possible for Trump to be defeated, and this unfortunately hasn't happened. So I want your opinion on, you know, the mega party is going forward. Where is the Republican Party, or is that defunct? Republicans like Liz Cheney, Paul Ryan.
Right.
What's your opinion on that?
As a former Republican, I appreciate the call, Mary, first of all. As someone who spent nearly 30 years volunteering and working in the Republican Party, I left in 2011 because I could kind of see the writing on the wall. I left as regular listeners of this show know, because I was witness to voter suppression efforts by the Wisconsin State Senate and legislature, some of which came to pass. And then in 2016, I literally saw it played out with one of my young employees, a young Latino guy, who was not able to vote that election, not because he was undocumented, but because they made it so difficult for him to get the proper Wisconsin IDs that it prevented him from voting. And he was exactly, as a young Latino man who wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders in the 2016 primary, he was exactly the profile of the person that Republicans in the state Senate wanted to keep from voting, that I witnessed. And that's why I left. And that was 2011. I've said it leading up to the election. I maintained that. That wasn't, as Joe Biden says, that wasn't hyperbole. Not kidding around. I believe, as a person who gave a lot of their life to I'll call it the former Republican Party, the party of Lincoln, that party is dead. It's gone. And I don't know that it will ever come back. And as Stuart Stevens, a longtime national strategist for Republicans, and now a member of the Lincoln Project, as he has said, and important to preface it with the phrase metaphysically, or the word, or not metaphorically, pardon me, metaphorically speaking, that Republican Party has to be politically, metaphorically speaking, burned to the ground and start over. And essentially has. I mean, even if some of these nominations by Trump get through, you can't look back and tell me that actual real Republicans would have voted for this stuff. So we have to move on. Gonna give you some hope when we come back on our 2-year anniversary of the show, along with Zommers. Who lives like we do? We do on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon your station that you're listening to across Civic Media, across the great state of Wisconsin, or perhaps around the world on the Civic Media app. And then after some weather, some local sports with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. It is the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn, make sure you join her. And then from 4 until 6, Dom Salvia with Dom Salvia Show. And then from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabba with the Pete Schwabba Show. No, it's Nightlight. Nightlight is Pete Schwabba's show. Then we have Rick Smith across America. And, of course, Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. Another great lineup here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some breaking news via Axios. As we talked about yesterday, Marco Rubio has been nominated by Donald Trump to be the next Secretary of State. Now, according to Axios, breaking this hour, Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, hang on to your hats and hallelujahs, has talked with RNC co-chair Lara Trump. Remember, it's not Laura, it's Lara. Lara Trump about her interest in filling the seat set to be vacated by Senator Marco Rubio and is now pushing for her selection. He told Axios. Scott brings a Florida angle to a broader mega push to install a Trump in the Senate. Quote, I hope that's exactly who Florida Governor Ron DeSantis picks, Scott said, of President Trump's daughter-in-law.
Do you remember what Marco Rubio said in 2016?
Which was part? What do you got?
I can play it if you want.
Sure, give it to us.
The stakes are giving control of the party of Lincoln and Reagan, of the conservative movement, and ultimately of the United States over to a con artist. That will not happen. I make this promise to you today. I will do whatever it takes. I will campaign as long as it takes. I will stay in this race as long as it takes. Donald Trump, a con artist, will never get control of this party.
And he goes on to say, you know, we can never allow a con artist to get access to the nuclear codes, et cetera.
That is until he offers me 30 pieces of silver.
Then it's all good.
I think, I mean, we're going to end up with some hope here. But to finish up the thought before the break, caller asked me, as a former Republican until 2011, if I thought that basically the party could ever come back and recover. I just don't. I think that party, the party of Lincoln and Eisenhower, even Reagan, is gone forever. And what you saw there, Marco Rubio, who you might have thought in 2016 was of that party, and maybe he was, I don't know, in his heart. But closer to home, if you look at people like former Governor Tommy Thompson, who I've known since he first ran when I was a kid. You look at other people in state Republican Party politics who not only endorsed but worked for Donald Trump in Wisconsin. There are people who just, it's the old parable, it's the biblical. 30 pieces of silver. Whether it was access or power, or now they want positions of money out in D.C. And that's enormously sad to me as a former Republican. But we can't sit around and cry over spilt milk. We got to move forward. The megaverse will continue to claim a broad mandate for all of its policy ideas. But keep in mind, there is bipartisan dislike for many of the ideas in Project 2025. That's why Trump denied Project 2025 was in his agenda. And keep in mind as well that the popular vote outcome last week was the closest, as Sage said earlier, since 2000. Far from a mandate. In 2024, we've seen a global wave of voters kicking out incumbents based on dissatisfaction with the economy more than a rejection of ideology. Looking ahead to 2028, the presidential race will be open. No incumbent on the ballot. And I know there are caveats, but let's look past those right now. So if you disagree with last week's election outcome, consider this fact. Since 1900, the out party, the party that does not control the White House, has won 8 of the 11 elections without an incumbent president on the ballot. The last time, George H.W. Bush defeating Michael Dukakis in 1988. So there's that. Very quickly, Troy Mount Horeb. Troy, you got about 40 seconds. If you can fit it in, please go right ahead. Troy, if you're there, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep. You're
on. Oh, hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well,
hey,
Troy. If you can get it in quickly. Thank you.
I just wanted to say congratulations. It was great meeting you, and you guys do a wonderful job, and it's good that you're here.
Well, hey, we appreciate you so very much. And again, it was a pleasure to meet you and your wife as the winners of our Brewers Just a Bit Outside giveaway. Speaking of that, there's going to be news soon. We're going to have them back on the air. It's looking like Just a Bit Outside, the movie about the Brewers 1982 World Series run, may be coming to streaming and even DVD.
I believe one of their tweets recently said it is, soon, just with no details yet.
No details yet. So hang on. We'll bring those details. Look, it's been an absolute pleasure these last 2 years. And for a guy who started in radio and then got into politics and never thought I would get a shot to get back in this. And 2 years ago, when Sage offered me this opportunity, I went to Richland Center, and my longtime friend of 38 years, Phil Nee, Richland Center, he goes, "Well, they say you never forget your first love, and radio was always your first love." And he was right. Thanks to Phil Nee for his friendship and his mentorship. Thanks to Sage Weil for this opportunity. Thanks to Aaron Zommers, our great producer, all these 2 years. Here, Mr. Zommers, is to another year, a trip around the sun. Who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you so very much. We'll be here, God willing, if the waters don't rise, for another year. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me. Will Eric Hovde ever concede? And we'll do a rundown of Trump's current cabinet picks. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Bringing a house of pain
back.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.